Hi, everybody. I'm Jeannie. I'm an addict. First, I'd like to thank my higher power for blessing me with all that I need. And I'm extremely happy to be in Myrtle Beach, to be at TunaCon. But I am terrified and sick to my stomach right now. I just have to share that. I'm extremely nervous. But I've lived this. I was very irresponsible, like many of us, as an addict, you know, when I was using, and never took responsibility for anything. I got pregnant when I was 21, and I wanted to do the right thing. I talked to my mom, and my mom just said she didn't have the strength for me to come back home, the emotional strength. So I was going to live in a home for unwed mothers, and thankfully God knew that I was not ready to be a parent. So I had a miscarriage, and my life went on, my addiction went on. I got clean when I was 38 years old in 1999. I had my son in 2002, so my son has never seen me high, has never seen me use, has never seen me drink, and I try to live by a power of example. Children do not come with an instruction booklet. I was 40 years old, had never done this before, and I wasn't sure how I was going to do it. Because by the time my son was a year old, I was a single mother, living in New Jersey, working in Brooklyn, very long day, very long schedule, and somehow I had to make recovery work. Like, I had to make it a priority so I could stay clean and take care of my son and raise him clean. So I don't really know how I did it. I just knew that I had to do it. So I got involved. I had a great group of people when I first got clean, because one of the reasons I used against my will for so long was because I thought I wasn't going to have any fun. Got involved, had a great group of people. We did everything together. So I had a foundation. So that helped. And then going to meetings, I took my son to meetings, all the meetings that I went to. He came with me. I had portable swing, and I had a support group. So many people helped me at those meetings. They would hold him so I could get something out of the meeting, so I could pay attention, so I could share. So, and he came to meetings with me for many years. Until he started realizing things, and he would hear someone say about being in jail, and his head would whip around, and he'd be like, they went to jail? Like, he didn't know about recovery or understand any of that. He just knew jail was not a good place, and he wasn't sure that these people were good people. But he grew up in recovery. And I worked in Brooklyn. It was a long day. My support group, like, I needed a woman's meeting, and anybody that is a parent in recovery, a woman or a man, I would suggest, like, that woman's meeting saved my life. The support that I got there, the advice that I got there, the experience that I got there is immeasurable. Like, I couldn't have done it without that, because there were mothers. There were mothers who had lost their children. There were mothers who had raised their children. There were women that didn't have any children. But the support was, like I said, immeasurable. And I'm extremely grateful for that. And I've been thinking lately, because I've kind of revamped my recovery a little bit, that I want to find a woman's meeting. I don't know of any in my area anymore, or maybe even start one. Although I'm planning on moving down here in the first quarter of next year, so maybe I'll wait until I get down here. But I worked in Brooklyn, like I said, and I worked with my sister in Brooklyn, so she would come home with me on Tuesday nights and watch my son so I could get to that woman's meeting, because I didn't know how to do this. I did not know how to be a mother. I didn't know how to do this. My world was rocked. Like I said, a year before my son was even a year, I was a single mom in a state that I had no family. So NA, suburban Essex area, was my family. They were my support. I couldn't have done it without that. So my sister would come home. We worked together in Brooklyn. So she would come home with me on Tuesday nights. She would watch my son so I could go to my woman's meeting. And then we'd go to work together the next day. Like I said, I had to make it work. I had to do whatever I had to do to stay clean, to become the best version of myself, to continue learning about recovery, about parenting, about living. had no clue how to do that. Like I said, I didn't get clean until I was 38. Like I used for a long time. So NA has given me a life. NA has given me the ability to ask questions. It was never easy for me to ask for help. I thought, especially being so irresponsible when I was using, when I got clean, I thought I had to do everything. And I had thought I had to do it 100%, and I thought I had to be Wonder Woman, and I had thought I had to be the best parent. And especially since he was my only child and knew he was only going to be my only child, I wanted to be the best mother. I wanted to do, you know, the book, the memory book, write everything down when he spoke his first word. I did none of that because my life was just like getting up, going to work. And we had to have quality time because he had to be at daycare at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I had to get on a bus and a subway to Brooklyn. And then I had to pick him up at 6 o'clock, and he had to be in bed by like 7:30 to get up and do it all over again. He was little, he was a toddler. So we had quality of life. We didn't have a lot of free time, but we would kick the ball around. I would spend as much, I'd play video games. Friday nights was our WWE night. You know, we'd have pizza and we'd watch wrestling. I was there for him. I was absolutely there for him. He's my world. He always has been. But my recovery still has to come first. And like I said, I just started like revamping my recovery because I had slacked off. You know, I got complacent, grateful I never used. But I put myself in situations that were not the best for myself. You know, because I went through periods without a sponsor, and I wouldn't suggest that to anybody. Because what I would do is I would, you know, make my own decisions, do something, and then talk about it afterwards. Like talk about the pain rather than the other way around, which is what we learn here. But, you know, I tried to do it my way. And now I've learned, like, my strength comes from my higher power. Like I had, 2023 was a brutal year. I was in and out of the hospital 5 times. It was scary. And I turned to my higher power, turned to Narcotics Anonymous. I kept in touch with people in recovery because I wasn't able to get out and about. And then this year had some things go on that were incredibly scary. And I had no choice but to turn to my higher power. And I started getting on my knees. And the difference for me getting on my knees was, I don't know. It was like, I don't know. But I got, there was just a connection, and it was a commitment. It was a devotion, and it was just what I needed. So I got on my knees, and that's where I am. And I realized, I was like, for so long, with me trying to do things myself and do them perfectly, and they would have been, my troubles and my struggles would have been so lessened had I just brought my higher power into those things. Because nothing changes. Like it doesn't like all of a sudden everything gets better. But if I bring my higher power into it and just ask for that help, something changes, because that means that I'm open to suggestions, or open to the help, or open to the answer, and I'm willing to listen to that. So my devotion right now to my higher power is everything. I got a new sponsor. I made a commitment to myself to start step work again, because I just kept looking at the book and looking at the book and looking at the book. And I was like, because I want to sell my house. It's a 4-story house. I'm seriously moving down here. So I'm trying to clean it out, and I'm busting my ass at work. But I talked to my sponsor, and she was like, there has to be balance. So I was like, all right. I took my workbook out, and I was like, made a commitment after this convention. I'm going to start step one, start over again, because life has changed so much. My son's an adult now. He has his own struggles. He has his own issues. I have mine, you know. So it's just like still trying to learn, try to be the best that I can be, trying to move forward and continue to grow. In like all I pray for him and for myself and for others is peace of mind, peace of heart, and peace of spirit. Like that's all I want. You know, nothing else, money, none of that matters to me if I don't have peace. So that's, I'm grounding myself into my recovery again. I have a new sponsor. Like I said, I have a new sponsee. I haven't had a sponsee in 15 years probably. So I'm grateful to Narcotics Anonymous, because the things that I've learned here, like the awareness is, like awareness, knowing that I'm powerless, and acceptance. Acceptance brings me so much peace, and it gives me like situations, like being a single mother, you know, before my son was a year old. I had to accept that. I can't fight that. Like, nothing's going to change it. So all the situations and struggles that I go through in life, I accept. And the serenity, please God, let it be your will and let me have acceptance with whatever that is. And I've done that from when my son was a baby and I had to go to family court, you know, week after week after week. And I had to check my motives. I had to make sure that I wasn't doing things because I was angry or because I was resentful, or I had to make sure that the decisions and the things that I was doing was for the best interest of my son. So I would pray on it. And every time I went to court, I'd say, please God, let the right thing happen and let me have acceptance with what that is, rather than saying, let it go my way. Because I don't know what's right. You know, obviously, didn't get here until I was 38. It's like I have no clue what's right and what's best. So that's why when I introduce myself at a meeting, I say, I want to thank my higher power for giving me, blessing me with what I need, because not blessing me with what I want. Because what I want is what got me here. So I have everything I need. I still have a support group. I have my sister here with me this weekend for support. My son is here. I have friends from suburban Essex here. Like my life is so full. My heart is full. My life may not be full. My life may be a mess. I may be a mess. You know, I've lived like practically like a hoarder. I've just been in this house for 23 years and I've collected so much shit, and all I want to do is sell it and get here. I really want a better quality of life. Seeing horses on the beach today, oh my God. Like, that has been something that I've wanted my whole life. I want to ride a horse on a beach. It's like on my bucket list, actually. It's like something I want to do. I used to take horseback riding lessons. I want to ride a horse on the beach. So I am going to continue to come. I'm going to continue talking to my sponsor. I am going to start my step work all over again. I'm going to share when I don't want to share. I'm going to talk and you know, there are some things that I'm not comfortable sharing at a meeting, and that's why it's important to have that support group, that sponsor, that woman's meeting, that men's meeting, where you're comfortable to let those situations out. Like, and my own insecurities and my own doubts in parenting. Like, because, and I know now, like, going, like, really focusing now on my recovery and jumping back into it. Like, I owe my son amends. Like, I made life too easy for him. You know, I did everything for him. Because when he was little and I had to go to Brooklyn, it was just easier. You know, it was easier because letting him do stuff took too long and we didn't have time. And it just continued. It's just like, so I did everything for him, and he's learned now. He's not living at home. He's learned now to take it, do things for himself, and I'm grateful for that. And but I've learned, like, I am not a perfect parent. I'm not a perfect person. I just want to be the best me that I can be. That's what I strive for. Like I said, I want peace. I want peace for my son. I want to continue to be a recovering addict. I am a blessed addict. I'm grateful that I'm an addict, because who's got it better than us? Who has a support group like this? I don't know. My mother used to say, thank God. My mother got to see me clean before she passed away. She did not get to meet my son. She passed away 2 months before. But she used to say, she goes, I wish I had a problem so I could have that support. Because she watched me go through hell, watched me hurt myself for so long. And I'm grateful that she got to see me clean before she passed away, because, you know, she wasn't parenting in recovery. She was parenting a using addict that I can't, it's painful, you know, and that's the last thing I wanted to do. And I love Narcotics Anonymous. I want to thank Darren asking me to speak. I am grateful. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the convention, And I'm Jeannie. I'm a blessed recovering addict. Thank you.